Welcome to Shomer Shavuot. The Daf Shir is sponsored by Nishmas Rabbi Yaakov Shalom and Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Beitza Daf Chav Dalet. In the end of the Daf, the Gemara speaks about a goy who does a melacha for a Jew in Yom Tov. It's also that Yom Tov until the time of Chdei Shiaso. It needs to be the time it takes to do the melacha after Yom Tov. And Rashi brings a big discussion if we're talking about the end of Yom Tov Sheni. Or even in the end of Yom Tov Rishon, while it's still Yom Tov Sheni, if the time period of Bechdei Shiasu passed, one can enjoy the Melacha of a Goy. And Rashi holds that we talk about that in Moitzi Yom Tov Rishon, the end of Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni, doing Yom Tov Sheni, one can enjoy a Melacha of a Goy that happened in Yom Tov Rishon. Rashi brings those that argue, so Tosis brings here the opinion that argues in Rashi. But Rashi said that he discusses with many of his Rebbeim, and he concludes with a very fascinating sentence. Rashi says, Gamata Boilai now came to me, Michtov Migramaish, from this place called Gramaish, Shabala Sham Odom Godol Zoken Vyoshi Bishiva, came this very important Choshev person. Min Roima, he came from Rome, Ushmoi Rav Kolonimus. His name is Rav Kolonimus. And Rashi adds, Ubaki Bekola Shas. And he is familiar, he's Baki in every, in all Shas. The Hoyra came, Venichla Kalem, and he passed like me, Rashi says, so I have a good source to say what I'm saying. Now, first of all, who is this Rav Kolonimus Rashi speaking about? So the Jewish historians debate it and speak about it and conclude that we're talking about, his name was Rav Kolonimus Ben Rabbeinu Shabtai, who was a very early Rishon, came from Rome. He was a big Marbet Torah. He wrote Piskei Tshuvos. He wrote Pirush to Torah, to the Gemara, Medrash. He wrote a few Piyutim that we use today. And he died, Al Kiddush Hashem, in the first Crusades that happened in the year Dal Dalofim Taf Taf Nun Vav, which is year 1096. That's that Rav Kolonimus, who Rashi quotes as a source to rely on. But Rashi adds here something which seems to define how Rashi concluded who is an Odov Gadol, who is a Zaken V'yoshi B'yeshiva, the one that we're going to follow. And Rashi says the words, Ubaki Bechol Hashas. He knew Gantz Shas. And you would think that Baki Bechol Hashas, is that something that Rashi is so impressed with? You would think that in the time of Rashi, knowing Shas wasn't such a big thing. When we talk about later generations, we often say, this guy knows Shas, this person knows Shas. But Rashi tells us that the godless of being Baki Bechol Shas is something very unique. And it's brought down in other Rishonim too. The Rosh writes in Tshuva Lamed Aleph that those that pasken based on the Rambam, they're not doing well because you need to know Shas, well, he says, I myself know only three Zdarim. I don't know Shas so well. I know only three Zdarim, and I see that whatever three Zdarim that I know, I understand the Rambam. The Zdarim that I don't know, Kachim, that I don't understand the Rambam so well. And in the Ma'aril, in Tshuva's Chadosh Simon Kuflamen, it's brought that Tshuva's Ashayla, someone asked him. And he said, I'm asking you because I know that you're Baki in three Zdarim. You know half Shas very well because people don't know so well. I'm not going to ask them questions. But you know half Shas so well. So obviously, it's talking about their generation, the generation of the Rishonim. The Bekiyas that they're talking about is something that we cannot even fathom. We don't understand what we're talking about. The clarity and the comprehension of Shas that we're talking about. But you see that what defines the godless, the Rashi says, I have who to rely on, is Boki Bekol Hashas. That is the hallmark. That's the biggest trait that Rashi can give somebody. Someone that even Rashi, the biggest Rishon, says, I know that I have what to rely on, is that biggest godless of being Boki Bekol Hashas. We should always aspire to at least try to, in some way, have some connection to Pekiyas Bekol Hashas. Anyone who wants to join the Shomer Shavuot email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.